vitomarcih pomor čebeljih družin. Kako bo letos organizirana obramba pred točo?
Listke imam zelene in prav lepo dišim.
Ovogodišnji agrarni budžet nije ne izbliza u iznosu onom koji odgovara poljoprivredi.
Najbolj sam vesela, ko sanče kuzide.
If you are contaminated by Monsanto's GMOs, you no longer own your seeds or plants.
Najbolj pa sovražim, ko so in herbicide.
Kijavo seme!
Agroprogram
Radio Študent. Zdravo. Štirje petki so mimo in z vami spet oddaja Kilavo seme. Oddaja o vrtičkanju, okolju, kmetijski politiki in skvotiranju. Kaj bomo slišali danes?
Če gremo od konca proti začetku, bomo najprej kuhali oziroma pripravljali suši z mojstrom Jadranom. Potem bomo malo vrtnarili z magnezijem. V osrednjem delu bomo poslušali intervju o aktualnem boju proti širjanju rudnika lignita v Luceratu v Nemčiji. Za začetek pa en kratek ali pa ne tako kratek komentar o gnojenju s človeškimi izločki.
Što sa zelenim odpadom?
Ja kompostiram.
Kompostira pa tudi kilavo seme.
Kilav komentar.
Preteklost in prihodnost nočne prsti in ostalih človeških izločkov.
Sanitarije globalnega severa na dolgi rok niso smiselne. Med drugim predstavljajo enega izmed največjih porabnikov vode v gospodinstvih, v svojem delovanju so kompleksne in potratne, onesnežujejo pitno vodo ter uničujejo vodne ekosisteme. Stranični problem lahko delno umilimo, če človeške izločke že na začetku ločimo od industrijskih in gospodinskih odpadkov. Naslednji korak je uporaba ekoloških, vakumskih ali kompostnih sanitarij, katerih primarni cilj naj bi bil ločevanje odpadne vode, urina in blata.
Kaj potem narediti z ločenimi komponentami človeških izločkov? Baje bi s pravilno zbranimi človeškimi izločki zadostili 22% svetovne kmetijske zahteve po fosforju. Sicer se v človeških iztrebkih najdejo še druge snovi, zanimive za kmetijstvo, kot sta dušik in kali, v manjših količinah pa tudi žveplo in magnezi. Največ hranil, primernih za kmetijstvo, naj bi bilo v urinu. Tudi menstrualna kri vsebuje kombinacijo fosforja, dušika in kalija in je zato zelo primerna za gnojenje rastlin. Mogoče jo je zliti na kompostni kup, lahko jo zbiramo in redčimo z vodo, ter s tem sproti zalivamo zemljo okrog rastlin ali pa jo posušimo in zmeljemo v prah, ter jo spravimo za kasneje.
Gnojenje s človeškimi iztrebki ni nič nenavadnega. Znano je, da so se na japonskem človeški iztrebki v kmetijstvu uporabljali vsaj od 18. stoletja. Z njimi so bogatili nerodovitno in peščeno prst. Sprva je šlo za neke vrste krožno izmenjavo, kjer so kmetje za zelenjavo prejeli človeški gnoj prebivalcev večjih mest. Človeški gnoj, v angleščini human manure, ki se mu danes reče tudi nočna prst, v angleščini night soil, je bil tako zelo zaželen, da se je zanj kmalu začela borba.
Pravico do zbiranja človeških iztrebkov so v prvi vrsti imeli posestniki in cehi ter druga združenja. Najemniki in podložniki so lahko obdržali le urin, saj je veljal za manj vrednega. Cena nočne prsti je narasla, Menjave za zelenjavo so se ustavile, zato so kmetje, ki si ga niso mogli privoščiti, človeški gnoj tudi kradli. Zaradi kraje nočne prsti je nekaterim bila naložena zaporna kazen. Dobra stran velikega povpraševanja po človeškem gnoju je bila, da so ulice japonskih mest bile čiste.
Človeški gnoj v Evropi ni bil cenjen. Saj je zemlja bila dovolj rodovitna, za gnojenje je bilo dovolj živalskega gnoja, razdalje med mestom in podeželjem pa prevelike, da bi kmetje v zbiranju človeških iztrebkov videli smisel. Ponekod je kmetom ob vsakem obisku mesta bilo naloženo, da morajo v povratku na podeželje seboj odpeljati en voz človeškega gnoja. Ampak v glavnem so se rokovanju s človeškimi iztrebki vsi izogibali. Dokler ni bil izumljen sistem odplakovanja, je nepravilno ravnanje s človeškimi iztrebki v Evropi povzročilo nemalo epidemij.
Človeški izločki vsebujejo patogene, težke kovine, sledi zdravil in drugih nevarnih organskih kemičnih spojin. Nevarnostim človeških izločkov se je mogoče izogniti s sterilizacijo in s pravilnim kompostiranjem. Kompostiranje preprečuje razširjanje bolezni, saj mora človeški iztrebek odsedeti toliko časa, dokler ga bakterije, črvi in glive ne razgradijo. Ob pravilnem zračenju se kompostni kup segreje tudi do 70 stopinj Celzija, s tem pa ubije večino povzročiteljev bolezni.
Uporaba človeških izločkov postaja vse bolj pestra. Izločke je mogoče pretvoriti v gorivo, gnojila, na človeškem blatu pa je mogoče gojiti ličinke črne, bojevniške muhe, ki se dodajajo v hrano za živali. Iz sanitarnih sistemov je mogoče shranjevati še urin, pridobivati posušene iztrebke, pepel iz blata, bioogle, gojiti alge in črve ter pridobivati vodo za akvaponično namakanje. Za najpogosteje omenjeni sekundarni izdelek iz človeških izločkov trenutno veljajo suhe pogače dreka, v angleščini biosolids, ki se skrbno predelane uporabljajo kot gnojilo.
Nekateri so glede uporabe človeških izločkov v kmetijstvu skeptični. Študije so, na primer, pokazale, da sledi kontracepcijskih sredstev v vodi plivajo na rodnost rib. Zato se pojavlja vprašanje, kako bi uporaba človeškega gnoja vplivala na živali, ki se pasejo na pognojenih travnikih. Poleg strahu pred izgubo rodnosti in pred patogeni pa obstaja tudi strah pred superžužki, ki bi zaradi uporabe človeškega gnoja lahko postali odporni na antibiotike. Zlato je gnoj in gnoj je zlato, dokler nas ne pojedo superžužki.
Can't go in the world without opposition to your plans. I'm making it twirl around your greedy fingers. Be watching it swirl down the drain. Insane economics of fraud. See, we're not buying what you're selling. Even with your propaganda telling media barons rebelling, we're yelling. No justice, no peace in the streets. It's just us versus the elite's police. See, a better world we see. So we're free when we speak. Oil's at its peak, and we got at a beat. The status quo will keep us unable to speak. On our knees, saying please, we reap what we sow. So you know. The whole plan is out of control. They go to hold power while we get the blindfold. Truth be told, it's the same old song and dance. We're down to the wire. Might be our last chance to advance. Humanity, take your stance. The power of the people, a street romance. United, we cannot be defeated. G20, we're ready. T-Dot, it's time to greet them. G-A-G-20, they feel we many. G-A-G-20, they feel we many. Every single one. Has a reason. Together we're strong. Let's crash the meeting. Chattering.
destroying the so-called social peace. Windows getting smashed live on TV. 2010 is here, confront the beast. Reclaim the streets, fuck the police. Bringing that fire, it's incendiary. Cause they locking down streets with the military. And the progress is death, it's a cemetery. This ain't Canada, this is native territory. Turtle Island, East Coast of Salish. Fucking colonizer, just keep on taking. February 2010, confront invasion. G20 Julie, Bay Street blazing. Destroy the SBB wherever it gets stationed. Take over everything with occupation. World wars, more self-determination. Social war against our nations. No control against domination. Against the empire and its colonization. Against the war and the government agents. Against authority for liberation. G-A, G20, they few, we many. G-A, G20, they few, we many. Every single one of us has a reason. Together we're strong, let's crash the meeting. Every single one of us has a reason. Together we're strong, let's crash the meeting. G-A, G20, they few.
Gnojimo veter.
Evo, smo v srednjem delu Kljevega semena na Radio Študent. Poslušali bomo prispevek iz tovariške mreže anarhističnih radijev, ki ga je pripravil anarhistični radio Berlin o Luceratu. Torej, o tem smo verjetno že veliko slišali v preteklih dneh, tudi to, da je nažalost bila evikcija izvršena. Kljub temu smo se odločili, da bomo intervju predvajali v Kljevem semenu, saj daje nekaj zelo zanimivih informacij, lepo kontekstualizira pomen tega boja in pa moč, ki ga je ustvarjal antiautoritarno gibanje, tako da evo, to prvo poslušamo posnetek, ki je bil narejen pred evikcijo, potem pa še en kratek pregled tega, kar se je dogajalo po temu. Tako da, evo, najboljš, da kar poslušamo prvi del.
The Anarchist Radio Berlin.
From across the pond.
So it's the Anarchist Radio Berlin.
With audios in English, Spanish and German.
And please,
don't mention the war.
Check us out at genocero-network.com or aradio-berlin.org.
2023 arrived only a couple of days ago, and we already have to deal with the first eviction of Radical Space in 2023. What a shitty start. Or maybe a powerful one, because it's not only one squad that is being evicted, but a whole village, in the coal mining area in the west of Germany, close to the Dutch border. We spoke with a media activist from Radio Alpunk, who can tell us more about the fight for Lützerath.
I would say that also apart from this very clear ecological fight that we have in Lützerath, it has also become a space where people live and live politically together. Lützerath is like explicitly an anarchist occupation where people try to live together according to anarchist values. So it's also really this living together experiment. So I would say it's both this symbolical and also very concrete fight against lignite and this very living together kind of trying to build our utopia alternative way of living place. And so now it's getting attacked because actually the Green Party signed an agreement with RWE that they have to stop burning coal earlier, but that they can destroy Lützerath to expand the mine, which is one of this typical bullshit far in the future goals in the fight against climate change, which don't really help because we don't have the time to wait more and more years.
For a lot of people in Lützerath, it was
kind of clear that at some point there might be a confrontation with the police that will try to evict the village. Can you tell me a bit more maybe about how the people prepared for an eviction? How are people planning to defend their utopian place?
I think when it comes to preparation, there's always a bit like the obvious, very visible part, and then the less visible part. With like the visible part, I mean, of course, everyone who comes to Lutsi can see it. We have some very beautiful barricades there. There's been a lot of barricading going on, a lot of, I don't know, getting your eviction food, getting enough glue and glitter, just getting all the material we need, which is very important. But I think this more invisible part is also very important, and which this I mean, for example, the whole psychological preparation. For example, we had a lot of talks where people shared their experience with previous evictions so we could like psychologically prepare. But also, for example, we need a whole communication strategy for this eviction, which has also been a lot of work. And I think in a way, the whole 2 years of living there has also been a preparation for eviction, because you live together, you care for each other, you form like strong connections, you make like these whole affinity groups, which are then the people you go defend Lützerath with. And I think when it comes to like how exactly we want to defend Lützerath, there's not really one answer I can give to this. I think at a certain moment we realized that having like a consensus, like a common consensus about action level, doesn't really work, because everyone kind of thinks other things are a good strategy when it comes to the defense of Lützerath. So we really want to promote like this diversity of tactics. I think we also, for a big part, want to defend by getting as much people to Lützerath. And we see at the moment already there's like a very big diversity of the people in Lützerath. You can also see it in the pictures. We have pictures of people standing with like a Christian cross in front of the bagger and then linking arms with people in full black bloc outfit. So it's just really, we're kind of very welcome to different tactics. I think it's up to everyone to make their autonomous decisions in like fit with their own morals to then like decide what they think is a good way of doing action. I think we do have some like camp-wide common practices. I'm thinking, for example, about identity refusal is something that we often see in the movements to just take up police capacities, but it's not really anything you have to do. It's more something that's often done and that you can get information on.
So you are part of an independent media collective in Lützerath. What's your task or role in all this eviction struggle?
Yeah, so I'm part of Radio Alpunk, which is the eviction radio team of Lützerath. Like our task, or like the task of maybe indie media, independent media in general, is that we want to show, because we are more like on the, we're on the side of the activists. And I think we want to just have a more nuanced way of having news about Lützerath getting into the rest of the world. I think when you read like the, I don't know, the big media, they often focus on this little details that they think is, I don't know, funny. Or I'm thinking, for example, when people, when the newspapers talk about what in the Humby Forest, they always talk about the fact that someone threw a bucket of shit on the cops. And this is funny, of course. But I would like that independent media is maybe able to talk more about why we do this fight, what do we fight for, why is RWE, like, why is it a shit company, why is this so important? Also, this focus on the whole anarchist aspects of Lützerath, for example, this whole community situation we have there, and not only focus on, oh, big scandal, someone threw a stone. And I think our task specifically is a bit double. We want to get the information out to as much as people as possible. So just to the people who are in Lützerath, give relevant updates about police movements, but also mostly to keep the people in the eviction entertained. Because eviction is, in general, it's either very boring or very stressful. Like, you're just sitting and waiting, or you're getting evicted. We want to offer people good night stories, or they can request songs, or they can request podcasts, so they have, like, nice things to listen to while they're inside in a very, in general, emotionally difficult situation. And then I think, if I speak for myself, I think what I would really like to do is get the love I have for Lützi and the love I felt inside of Lützerath to the outside world. I really want to see this also a way to support my friends who are in the eviction, to just also be able to kind of transfer some of the beauty of Lützerath so people also understand why people feel so strongly about this and why this is such an important fight.
For more information, go and check the webpage lützerathlebt.info. You can also listen to Radio Allpunk if you want. You can reach the show at radio.nrdpl.org/allpunk.
Torej, kakor smo slišali, mobilizacija z Lützerathom je bila zelo močna, z zelo močnimi antiavtoritarnimi karakteristikami. Zbralo se je več 10,000 ljudi, da bi branili ta košček zemlje pred interesi kapitala. Če se, kakor je bilo imenjeno, mislim, da tudi v intervjuju, če se spomnimo, recimo Hambach Fora se je pred parimi leti tako branil, to je ista regija, ista firma, isti premogovnik, Hambach Fora recimo še zmeraj stoji, Lützerath nažalost ne, kljub temu je po tej mobilizaciji, ki je med drugim bila en največji strošek policije v sodobnem času Nemčije, ki je pomenila za policijo, mislim, to je bilo tisoče in tisoče policajev. Recimo, Šerjenju pa je nasprotovalo kar, mislim, da 2/3 Nemcev generalno. No, kljub te evikciji te vasi se dogajajo še vedno direktne akcije in pa številne aktivnosti. Tako da prisluhnimo še update o temu, kaj se dogaja po.
Only a couple of days after the interview you just heard, hundreds of cops arrived at Lützerath. With the help of the coal company RWE, they could bypass the barricades outside the village and surprise the people in the village early in the morning. The squatters quickly occupied their defensive structures and started to resist the eviction. The cops, moving in from different directions, started clearing the village rather quickly. Starting with sit-ins and people on the street, they unfortunately found little militant resistance. Clearing the barricades was not so easy though. The defenders of Lützerath had prepared well. With over 30 treehouses, a couple of buildings from the former residence, and countless barricades and self-made buildings were occupied. Bipods and monopods and pillars of concrete and steel on the streets blocked the movement of heavy vehicles. Additionally, people glued or chained themselves onto parts of barricades, houses or the street. People in trees or on wooden structures used ropes, stretching between the structures to run from the cops and cherry pickers and made them very hard to evict. Additionally, activists using lock-ons in the buildings or on treehouses and a secret inhabited tunnel posed major challenges for the cops. Working day and night, it took RWE and the police 5 days to evict everyone from Lützerath. 4 days after the beginning of the eviction, a huge demonstration was held. More than 35,000 people attended and managed to push the police lines back to the border of Lützerath. Only with massive reinforcements and a huge amount of violence, the cops finally managed to push the demonstration back so that nobody was able to enter the village. Lützerath may be evicted now, but the fight for climate justice is not over yet. Even a couple of days ago, people blocked train tracks for the train that delivers coal to the power plant close by. Big excavators in the neighboring coal mine were occupied and blocked. Buildings and vehicles of RWE got damaged and burned. Also offices of the Green Party were attacked or occupied. And who knows what the next days will bring, because there are going to be more big demonstrations and Garzweiler 2 is not the only coal mine in Germany that's being expanded.
Your eyes are settled, stunned, you are hotter than the sun. I love to see you shine because you really synthesize me, hypnotize me, humanize me, energize me, synthesize me, hypnotize me, humanize me, energize me. Thank you. Your eyes are set on stun. You are hotter than the sun. I love to see you shine, cause you really blow my mind. Your heart beats like a drum. It hammers when you come. The terms of you and me are love to set us free. Synthesize me. Hypnotize me. Energize me, synthesize me, hypnotize me, humanize me, energize me. Craters on the moon, oceans of Venus in the middle of June, mirrors of Mercury and Mars, electric skies, pearls of Neptune and Jupiter's eyes. I've heard the old man who plays the lyre. Amazing things make you wanna shake. Strange planet a zillion light years away. Through a black hole across the Milky Way. Synthesize me. Hypnotize me. Humanize me. Energize me. Me, hypnotize me, humanize me, energize me, don't patronize me, don't glamorize me, don't paralyze me, you can surprise me, harmonize me, mesmerize me. Solarize me, synchronize me, synthesize me.
Vrtnarski kemični kotiček, magnezij.
Z današnjo oddajo se oddaljujemo od svete trojice kemičnih elementov, nujnih za zdravo rast naših rastlinic, kalija, fosforja in dušika. Podajamo se na področje manj znanih elementov, včasih imenovanih tudi sekundarni elementi. Tako bomo pogledali delovanje magnezija, ki ga rastline sicer potrebujejo v manjši meri, a ni zato nič manj ključen za njihov razvoj.
Rastline namreč potrebujejo magnezij za ustvarjanje klorofila, ki v procesu fotosinteze sodeluje pri tvorbi energije za rast. Natančne magnezij je srednji atom v klorofilni molekuli, zaradi česar lahko zapišemo, da brez magnezija klorofila ni in fotosinteza ne more dobro steči. Magnezij obenem pomaga tudi pri premikanju fosforja skozi rastlinska tkiva in utrjevanju celic.
Iz zapisanega izhaja, da pomanjkanje magnezija krni proces fotosinteze in tako povzroča zastalo rast. S tem preprečuje, da bi rastline dosegle bujen razvoj in dolgo živele. Brez magnezija se listi ne morejo popolnoma obarvati zeleno, zato njegov manko včasih opazimo kot rumenje listov. Pri nekaterih rastlinah se starejši listi obarvajo rumeno, listne žile pa ostanejo zelene. Pri drugih se rumeno obarvajo listne žile in robovi listov.
Količina magnezija v prsti je tesno povezana z njeno kislostjo oziroma bazičnostjo. Pogosto ga primanjkuje v kisli zemlji, torej tisti, ki ima pH vrednost pod 6. Pogosteje je to značilno tudi za peščeno prst, kjer ga dostikrat manj kot v glineni. Eden od razlogov za to je manjše zadrževanje vode, v kateri se topijo različni elementi, in pa njihovo spiranje zaradi obilnega dežja.
Ključno vprašanje je, s čim lahko izboljšamo svoje ravni magnezija. Kot vselej, kompost, poln organskih snovi, lahko vrtu samo koristi tudi pri uravnavanju količine tega elementa. Če pa ga želimo dodajati ciljano, različni viri priporočajo dodajanje magnezijevega sulfata oziroma grenke soli ali apna. Grenka sol bo prsti le dodala magnezij, medtem ko bo apno hkrati z magnezijem zvišalo tudi pH vrednost prsti. Pomagal pa bo tudi perutninski gnoj ali olupki banan. Ne glede na način dodajanja, tudi z magnezijem ni za pretiravati, saj zaradi medsebojnega delovanja lahko povzroči pomanjkanje kalija ali kalcija v prsti, kar nam prinese cel kup novih težav.
What do you want? When do you want it? How do you want it?
Pašo priporočamo.
No, ekola, pa smo prišli že skoraj do konca današnje oddaje, ampak prej pa še recept mojstra Jadrana, danes pripravljamo veganski suši.
Suši ne potrebuje posebne predstavitve. Vsi smo ga jedli, ampak najverjetnega nismo vsi delali. Hitro izgine s krožnika in na srečo ni zahteven za pripravo, ko imamo vse potrebne sestavine in opremo. Od sestavin potrebujemo okroglo zrnati riž za suši, takšnega, ki je lepljiv in med kuhanjem ne razpade. Od evropskih sort je odlična izbira, na primer Originario. Potem rižev kis, sladkor, sol, liste nori alg, filo za sredico sušija, lahko damo kumare, avokado, dimljen tofu, šparglje, karlčke oziroma karkoli želimo. Potrebujemo še sojino omako, wasabi in uložen rezan ingver. Edini poseben kuhinski pripomoček, katerega potrebujemo, je podlaga za zvijanje sušijev. 1 kg riža zadostuje za približno 10 listov nori alg, kar je nekakšno standardno pakiranje. Pred kuhanjem je dobro, če riž parkrat speremo, dokler ne steče relativno bistra voda. Kuhamo ga v razmerju z vodo 1:1 na majhnem dozmernem ognju 15 minut od trenutka, ko zavre. Niti podrazno ga ne mešamo ali dvigujemo pokrova med kuhanjem. Po 15 minutah ga ostavimo z ognja in s pokrovom pustimo počivati še 10-15 minut. Medtem, ko se riž kuha, pripravimo začimno mešanico za riž iz riževega kisa, sladkorja in soli v razmerju 4:2:1. Na količino suhega riža bomo dodali približno 10% mešanice, kar za 1 kg riža znaša približno 100 ml riževega kisa, 50 g sladkorja in 25 g soli. Te sestavine zamešamo in med segrevanjem stopimo, pri čem pa pazimo, da ne zavre. Kuhan riž prestavimo v veliko posodo za mešanje, dodamo začimno mešanico in vse nežno in dobro premešamo. Za mešanje uporabimo leseno kuhalnico ali žlico, da čim manj poškodujemo riž. Cilj je, da se čim bolj znebimo grudic in da enakomerno zamešamo začimbe. Ko končamo, pokrijemo s krpo, da se riž ne posuši in pustimo, da se ohladi do sobne temperature. Za polnjenje sušijeve sredice je najbolj primerna paličasta oblika, tako da sestavine primerno narežemo. Suši začnemo zvijati tako, da list alg položimo na podlago za zvijanje. Roke pomočimo v vodo, da se nam riž čim manj lepi na prste, ter ga enakomerno razporedimo po celotni površini alg. Na sredino položimo izbrano filo, primemo za en del podlage, prepognemo in zvijemo do drugega konca lista. Narahlo stisnemo in oblikujemo okroglo ali kvadratasto obliko. Najboljše se malo igrati, dokler ne zadanemo pravo razmerje za obliko, ki jo želimo. Tako pripravljene suševe valje režemo na približno 2 cm debele suše. Za rezanje priporočam rez dober oster nož, veliko laže boste rezali, če med vsakim sušem nož potunkate v vodo. Za konec suši položite na krožnik in obvezno priložite še sojno omako, wasabi in uložen ingver. Dober tek!
To je bil tokratni recept mojstra Jadrana. Počasi se je nabralo že toliko receptov, da bi mogoče lahko izdali kakšno audio knjigo ali pa kaj podobnega. Sicer pa se približujemo koncu današnje vdaje. Nimamo nekih zelo pametnih stvari za napovedati, oziroma nič ne pade na pamet.
Ja, nekaj smo slišali, da recimo se obeta letno srečanje mreže Črn Trn.
In Kilovo seme se bo sigurno pridružilo in tudi naredilo kakšno poročilo iz letnega srečanja. Sam potem je mogoče potrebno povedati še par besed o tem, kaj Črn Trn sploh je.
Recimo, da je to neka alternativna mreža različnih iniciativ, ki se ukvarjajo z ali poljedelstvom, živinorejo in še mrsičem drugim. In recimo, da jih vse posameznike in kolektive veže neka, recimo, neke skupne vrednote in načini delovanja in tako naprej. Sigurno boste v kakšni od naslednjih oddaj slišali kaj, kako je bilo. Mislim, da je to zdaj že ne vem kjero.
Mogoče četrto. Delegacija Kilovega semena se bo sigurno srečanje odeležila. Odeležila pa se je tudi včerajšnjega protesta. Mogoče lahko rečemo tudi par besed o včerajšnjem protestu, ki se je zgodil na dan, dve leti po nasilni evikciji Roga. Bilo je super. Zbrali se je okrog, pa jaz bi tam rekel, takole, laična ocena okrog 200 ljudi, morda še kaj več. Demonstracija je bila zelo močna, obkrožila Ljubljano in polnili so jo številni zelo močni, zelo vsebinski slogani, ki so se zadevali tako avtonomnih prostorov, kot problematike stanovanj, problematike javnega zdravstva, kakor tudi recimo veliko se je slišalo tudi skandiranje proti policijskemu nasilju na mejah Evrope. Tako da, odlična manifestacija. Da, še kakšno tako si v Kilovem semenu želimo, absolutno se bomo odeležili. In to je za današnjo oddajo to.
Imejte se lepo, se slišimo čez mesec.
Čau.
Thanks to today's mechanized farming, there's more time for the family to visit in the town nearby. Time for the boys and girls to meet friends for a swim before the pool closes for the winter. Time to shop for new clothes, to look at new equipment.
Kilovo seme!
Agroprogram
Radio Student.